And NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman joins us now. Mr. Administrator, thank you so very much for joining us tonight. Fascinating timeline on all of this with the first part of Operation Moonbase. It seems like it's already in motion, and it also seems like the first things first is mapping out and exploring the lay of the land in as much detail as possible with the rovers and the drones, right? What does that look like?
Well, I'll tell you, we're off to a really great start, right? So Artemis 2, just a month and change ago, we got to watch those four amazing astronauts fly around the moon, bring them back safely home to Earth, reestablish NASA back in the business of sending astronauts to the lunar environment. Artemis 3 is going to start stacking this summer. And then to your point, in parallel, while we're getting our astronauts ready for that grand return, we're building the moon base. So today we had some credible announcements. First three missions that will go to the moon, uncrewed robotic ones later this summer. But we also announced two rovers on the lunar surface that have autonomous and crewed capability. But this is just the beginning. We're talking about a $20 billion investment over the next 7 years to establish that enduring presence on the moon, realize its scientific and economic potential, and master the skills for where we go next. And where we go next is Mars.